horses carry the spirit of God in their gait. It is always magical to watch a horse run and see its mane dancing free in the wind. The other day, a friend of mine invited me to come to her farm and sit and watch her horses run free in their huge pasture. I chose a particularly lovely day, bought the best cup of coffee I could find, and found a quiet space near a stone fence with a stand of trees nearby. The scene was set, with surround sound crickets and the kind of slow motion clouds that make you believe you have all the time in the world. I sat in silence and waited. And then I started to get fidgety. I realized I had to be somewhere in an hour. Furthermore, even though I could hear the horses neighing every now and then, I hadn't actually seen one. They needed to come out so that I could see them as a witness to the living spirit of God, and so that my morning of inspiration wasn't wasted. I listened for the horses. Thinking I heard them running, I started into a thick stand of trees. They weren't there. I thought, this isn't getting me anywhere. I wish I had some trick to make them come running toward me. Standing there, near the edge of the trees, itchy and impatient, I finally came to myself and found the humor in my situation. I'm in a bad way when I start approaching the spirit as if I'm on a game hunt. Better for it to stay hidden than to waste its meaning on a wretched soul who is trying to use it like a commodity. I sat there alone with no signs. Just the dead still of the morning is my guide. I waited until I was done with the lesson. Then I wiped the grass stains off my rear, poured out my old cold coffee, and headed back toward the car. As I walked, I apologized to God for all the times I'd gone to church to hear myself speak, and for carrying the silly notion that I could ever schedule God's Spirit to move in my life. I apologized to the horses, wherever they were, for thinking that a novice could look at them and have any idea of how beautiful they were. I climbed into the car and drove over to the stables, where I found my friend. "How was your morning?" she asked. "Perfect," I said. And I meant it.